We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director at Pawnee Mental Health, and we talked about Recovery Month here in the month of September. That is coming up here in just a few days. Hard to believe September's almost here, actually, less than a week.
Yes.
And we got a lot of upcoming events happening, including starting next week with a legislative post-audit here on mental health and substance abuse treatment in Kansas.
Yes. So last spring, we were invited to participate in a legislative post-audit that was looking at the effectiveness of substance abuse and mental health treatment in Kansas. You know, and anytime you have an opportunity to do something like that, you definitely want to take advantage of it. So there were four state agencies and 23 different substance abuse and mental health providers that were interviewed as a part of this post-audit. And so the auditors gathered information about the organizations, about the kinds of programs and practices that agencies used, and then just the challenges that we all face in providing mental health care. The results of that audit are going to be presented at 10 o'clock on Monday, August 30th at the State House. But they are also going to be live streaming their report on YouTube. And so for people that are interested in participating in that report to this legislative subcommittee, they could turn into YouTube and then just search for Kansas Legislative Post Audit. And there'll be an opportunity for them to participate in and hear hot off of the press. The results of that post-audit looking at the effectiveness of substance abuse and mental health treatment in Kansas. So it's a good opportunity to kind of hear what that is revealing.
Do you have any expectations of what will be released?
You know, I think that when we participated in the interview, one of the things that they were really interested in talking about was the use of evidence-based practices in by treatment providers throughout the state. And so I think one of the things they're going to be looking at is just the use of evidence-based practices in the treatment of mental health and substance use disorders. And, you know, what the variability from provider to provider is, and, you know, what some of the challenges are that presents in the fields of treating substance abuse and mental health. So I think that'll be a really big part of what this focuses on. You know, more and more, we're looking at ways to introduce evidence-based treatment strategies into therapy for mental health and substance use disorders. And so I think there'll be a lot of really good information on that.
Okay. Also coming up in September, there's an event happening here in Manhattan. What's going on?
That's right. The Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas meets annually for an annual conference. That conference brings in speakers not only from the region, but also nationally known speakers. You know, originally designed to provide continuing education for employees of the community mental health system, it really also provides excellent continuing education opportunities really for any mental health professional or for anybody who's simply interested in learning more about mental health. And so the focus isn't exclusively on community mental health, it's on mental health in general. So this is a great opportunity for mental health practitioners in Manhattan who aren't associated with the Community Mental Health Center or with Pawnee. It's also a great opportunity just for members of the public who might be interested in learning a little bit more about mental health treatments and interventions. The conference this year is being held at the Hilton Garden Inn. It is being held both remotely and on site. And so if people are interested in attending the conference, but would prefer not to actually attend in person, they could attend remotely. There is a fee for attending the conference. But if individuals are interested in taking a look at this, they could just go to the Association of Community Mental Health Centers website and download information on the agenda, as well as on how to register for the conference. So that will be, again, September 15th through the 17th at the Hilton Garden Inn here in Manhattan. It's always a great conference. I look forward to it every year. I don't remember a year I've missed it. So it generally moves back and forth between Wichita and Kansas City. But a couple years ago, they brought it to Manhattan. And to be quite honest, Manhattan really was a hit, you know, with the Community Mental Health Center staff from across the state. And so I see Manhattan as being a part of the rotation, a regular part of the rotation in years moving forward.
Well, that's good. People at the CVB will be happy to have that back again.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's talk about another event coming up. I guess this would be in October with Homecoming that Pawnee's associated with.
Yes, we are really honored to be this year's beneficiary of K-State's Homecoming 5K Philanthropy. You know, K-State always, as a part of their homecoming festivities, enjoys hosting the 5K. And this year, Pawnee Mental Health will be the beneficiary of that. And so I'm really happy to be able to promote that race. It's being held both in person and virtually. It's on Sunday, October 24th. It will start at the K-State Alumni Center. If people register by October 7th, then they're guaranteed to get a Homecoming 5K t-shirt. If they register after October 7th, I think it's not guaranteed that they would get a t-shirt. And so again, if people want more information and to register for K-State's 5K this year, they can go online to the K-State Homecoming 5K, and there'll be an opportunity there for them to register for this event. It's exciting and fun to have these things happening during Pawnee's 65th anniversary year. And I've talked a little bit about that before, but November 19th will be our 65th anniversary. And, you know, Pawnee Mental Health started serving Riley County and the city of Manhattan as the Riley County Mental Health or Mental Health Center on November 19th of 1956. And so this is a big year for us. We have 65th anniversary celebrations starting in October. We're having an event in Junction City. It'll be an open house style type of event on October 19th from 4 to 6. And then on October 28th, we'll move it to Concordia, Kansas, and we'll have a similar kind of a 65th anniversary celebration in Concordia. And then our anniversary celebrations will conclude on November 4th here in Manhattan, where we're preparing to have a live auction event at the Manhattan Dream Car Collection. And we're preparing for both a silent auction and a live auction. The silent auction begins on October 19th with the Junction City event, and it will conclude on November 2nd, or I think 2 days before the event at the Dream Car Collection. So at this point, we are both looking for people who are interested in helping sponsor this event. We're also looking for donations for the silent auction and for the live auction. And we're also beginning to sell tickets to the event. And so individuals who are interested in being involved or helping support the mission of Pawnee in any one of those capacities are invited to contact us. Di Henricks-Toburin is our development director, and she would be delighted to talk to anybody about any of those opportunities. You can also go to our website, and there's a link to the 65th anniversary Driving the Dream event that will be held here locally in Manhattan on November 4th.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have here for today. By the way, just a pitch out here, since you're a big pumpkin fan. We have pancakes for Pawnee in February. We need something for the fall. How about pumpkins for Pawnee?
Now, that there's a rhyme to that. I kind of like that.
Pumpkin bread.
That's a great idea. Pumpkin spice at Pawnee.
All right.
I think we'll work on that.
All right. Well, good to talk to you again, Robin.
Yeah, good talking to you too, Brandon.